going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You brought snacks today?
Yeah, I did.
Is your mic on?
I thought it was. I pushed the button. This button has not been great lately, I have to.
It's a little sticky because of all the jelly that you have
over there. Snacks. Jelly?
Isn't that what you have?
No.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. Okay, so you have bags. That looks like cheese. Oh, no. For the first time, I'm seeing all the ingredients together of this dare that you've put together.
It's not a dare.
It's something you eat, but it's a dare to me because I've never eaten it. Jelly? That's good jelly,
that's
by the
Smuckers.
Way. Smucker stuff. Salami and cheese singles and bread. It just sounds, it looks gross. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't look good. But you
are you willing? Are
oh,
you
yeah,
willing
I'll
to eat
I'll do it.
But I mean, are you willing to eat this and be like, okay, that's good?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to come in with a bias.
It sounds like you are.
but it can be broken.
I'm coming in with trepidation.
Bunny bread, good stuff, whole grain white.
Stuff.
Smuckers. I wanted to make sure you weren't like, it'd be better with Smuckers jelly, which is some
well,
stupid
you didn't
thing
get
you'd
Dave's
say.
Killer bread.
Ooh, great value, deluxe slices. Dave's we might have skimmed a little bit there. And Prime Fresh Delicatessen by Smithfield Hard Salami.
Wow, I just say deli. They use the whole word.
So I'm going to make that for you in the next break,
okay.
And you guys will try it.
Okay.
I also have peanut butter chews.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Which you're going to have to do the salami sandwich first.
Oh.
This is like a 1992 lunch. Here's
yeah.
the peanut butter chews. Oh my gosh.
Man, did you guys have peanut butter squares in your lunches?
What was that?
It was like a shallow pan full of dense peanut butter, probably with a lot of sugar in it, and then a little layer of chocolate over the top. It was a dessert. And they just cut them into squares and give them to you for your dessert at school.
I have a feeling that the peanut butter chew is going to taste like something you've had before. You just don't call it that.
That's what I'm excited about because I love peanut butter
squares. There's no chocolate. There could be, but that would seem like a lot to me. So we're gonna try some new things here, and we're going to try it on the break. And I'll make the sandwiches. I'm going to go wash my hands, and I'm going to make the sandwiches for you guys on the break, and then you'll try it there. I'm not huge on like taste testing things live on the air. It's gross.
Okay.
Especially peanut butter.
I'll do whatever. I don't care that we're on the radio. I want to eat some of that stuff. Not the salami and jelly.
I know that you don't care.
I just wanted to eat the peanut butter things.
Brad, do you think it's going to taste good? Have you had it?
I have never had it. I actually hadn't even heard of it until you said something.
I think it's like a German thing or something.
I mean, my family's pretty German.
Mine too.
Apparently not.
Well, it might be a different part of Germany. I don't know.
The South. Wait, Bobo says.
You laugh.
Oh, South Germany.
I don't know.
Well, there's like Bavaria and all these other places.
Grape jelly on a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit? That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
It's not much different.
I don't know. This the salami thing. And it's just gel. And the cheese. Ah, I don't know. I don't know.
He said, ah.
Nah. That's the German coming out in me. Ah.
Clearly, we're really good at
culture.
I was gonna say the thing about it is, though, is like I look at it culture. And I think about it in the same way I think of sushi. Like, I wouldn't have thought that sushi would be good, and then you try it, and it's like, oh, this is good.
Oh, I don't.
So.
Sushi is good.
Is it true that you can get a worm from eating sushi?
I think you could probably get a worm from anything if you try hard enough. You got to put your mind to it.
No. No. I don't think that that is... What? It's true, though?
I have heard that you can.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was like a myth or a wife's tale.
I mean, there's some rules in the, like it has to be flash frozen to a very low temperature in the United States so that it would kill any parasites. But if you went and just got fish out of the sea, cut it and ate it, like some people do, yeah, you're absolutely opening yourself up to parasites.
Gross. I am not. That's not happening.
I think it's true of really any perishable food.
Any undercooked food?
I don't think it's just sushi.
Isn't it the seafood nature of it that causes it?
It's the freshness of it. It's the fact that it's not cooked fish. You do have to do something to it to keep it fresh, but then kill anything that's in it too.
Oh, yuck. You ever eat sushi from a gas station?
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
I think parasites get Ryan's.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
He infects them.
No easy way to do it. Dick Durbin is retiring from the Senate. Let's transition. Oh, okay. Here.
The decision of whether to run for re-election has not been easy. I truly love the job of being United States Senator, but in my heart, I know it's time to pass the torch. So I'm announcing today that I will not be seeking re-election at the end of my term. The people of Illinois have honored me with this responsibility longer than anyone elected to the Senate in our state's history. I'm truly grateful. Right now, the challenges facing our country are historic and unprecedented. The threats to our democracy and way of life are very real. And I can assure you, I'll do everything in my power to fight for Illinois and the future of our country every day of my remaining time in the Senate. I've given over half of my life to House and Senate congressional service. I've always tried to stand up to power on behalf of the people of Illinois and our country. But none of it would have been possible without my wife, Loretta, our kids, Christine, Paul, and Jennifer, and my energetic and amazing grandchildren, as well as my extended family. They stood with me and accepted the demands of my public career. I've been blessed to have them, as well as the best Senate staff anyone could ask for. My Senate colleague, Tammy Duckworth, is a trusted friend and an effective leader. She'll be a real asset to Illinois and the nation as our state's senior senator. We're also fortunate to have a strong Democratic bench ready to serve. We need them now more than ever. To the Illinoisans who gave this kid from East St. Louis a chance to serve, thank you for supporting me through the words and actions over the years. Now that I have this announcement behind me, I need to get back to work.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin retiring from the Senate, not going to run for re-election, which would be this next term. And he says they have a strong Democratic bench. I have been hearing for maybe 6 months the questions surrounding whether or not he was going to run for re-election, but also the question that he could possibly run for governor. We haven't heard from J.B. Pritzker if he's running again. Last cycle, J.B. Pritzker put, I think it was like $30 or $50 million of his own money in his re-election fund, and he hadn't announced that he was running again. Just kind of seems like an announcement in and of itself. We do not have term limits for the governor in the state of Illinois. And I would love for J.B. Pritzker to pack his bags and go somewhere else. I would love for J.B. Pritzker to no longer be the governor of the state of Illinois. And I would also be greatly humored at J.B. Pritzker seeking a third term while the Democratic Party was crying about Donald Trump, playfully suggesting that a lot of people want him to run for a third term. I don't know. Dick Durbin, is he done? Is he retiring? Is he going to go back to East St. Louis where he was a kid from and live his retirement out there? Or is he have his sights set on maybe what I would consider to be a slightly bigger role as governor of the state where he might end up being a shoo-in if he were to?
I think that there are a couple names that come to mind that should run on the Republican side for this seat. One of them, Laura Trump.
In Illinois?
Wasn't she going to run somewhere? And if she didn't
she
run
there.
She
lived in South Carolina.
Ah, she needs to move to Illinois.
Well.
And then run as the Republican.
I don't like the name alone.
The last thing a person with the last name Trump needs to do is move to Illinois and open themselves up to whatever might come out of that.
Oh, Trump got +9 in the state of Illinois last time. I don't know about that.
I'm talking about prosecutions and stuff like that. I think that they would go after that person immediately once they were in their district.
Are there crimes that they committed?
No, but when has that ever stopped them?
I'm just thankful that
Trump. We need a Trump to relocate here. I'd like to see an Illinoisan run for that seat.
The funny thing about if Pritzker were to run again for a third term is not just the whole third term thing. It's also the oligarchy claim that's going around out there, and this billionaire who just funds his own campaigns and all this NGO money and all this stuff. It's really beyond parody.
Dick Durbin would be a better governor than J.B. Pritzker.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hope that happens if that's true.
I would vote for the Republican, but I think J.B. Pritzker is about as disgusting to me as a governor as one can get. Just his the way that he prioritizes his representation of Illinoisans, we can still say that. It doesn't represent the people of Illinois. The amount of lording that he has done in his time as governor, the way he handled COVID when the rest of the nation was acting normal and he was clinging to his oligarchy, his ability to control so much of your life. The biggest tax burden in the union. In the state of Illinois, the out migration that is taking place in the state of Illinois, the people who are leaving Illinois are the job creators, the makers of things, the people who create jobs in the state. It's wild to watch what J.B. Pritzker has done to this state and know that there are a lot of people in Illinois who look at him and think he's just been a fantastic governor. It's like we are not the same. We do not prioritize the same things. Illinois is a destination state for abortion. Illinois is a destination state for illegal immigrants. Illinois is a destination state for everything that is politically advantageous for Governor J.B. Pritzker, for the supermajority of Democrats in the House, for the supermajority of Democrats in the Senate. I think that I have been pretty consistent on my staunchly pro-life stance, right? I have been read out on this. People know I believe that life begins at conception. I wish that we would take all of the money that we're funneling into abortion and funnel that same amount of money into adoption. I think that women get themselves into situations by choice many times that result in pregnancies that they don't want to have to raise for the next 18 years. And I think those lives deserve an opportunity. And maybe it's not with the mother. I don't think that that life should be ended because of an unfortunate conclusion to a decision made by both biological male and female. I mean, these are just basic things, but you're not going to be a Republican who wins the governorship on making that your number one issue. That is a principle that I have that I would hope that our next governor would have to protect and preserve life, but also to invest in alternatives to abortion in the state of Illinois to provide these women with the support they need when the men who got them in those positions, they're not standing by their side and helping support them in that situation. We in the state of Illinois are the least pro-women in the way that we let men off the hook. And that's J.B. Pritzker's, ironic, baby in the state of Illinois. We don't, in the state of Illinois, abide by the idea of bottom up. We don't abide by the idea of, you know, incentivizing small businesses to come here. We punitively tax the crap out of people until they make a smart move and move, you know, miles east or west or north or south for a more optimal business culture, an atmosphere. Illinois could be, I mean, Illinois really should be the epicenter of business in the Midwest of the United States of America. And J.B. Pritzker has crapped all over that, made an absolute mess of it, and sent people packing to other states that are trying to take the place of what we rightfully should be. And the governor doesn't care about it. He doesn't understand it. He hasn't suffered economically a day in his life. How could he possibly know?
It's funny you say that, because I was just thinking about the fact that Durbin said he was from East St. Louis. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's just a bigger conversation here. I don't want to take too long on it, but it makes me very sad, and I genuinely mean this. It happens in Illinois. It happens in a lot of places too, but it very much happens here. With a place like East St. Louis, there are so many poor communities that politicians for a long time have just pandered to. And yes, mostly Democrat, because that's the way those communities tend to vote. But nobody's really doing anything for the poor. And it just drives me crazy because they act like they are.
Because what they're doing is securing their lot in life. They're saying, we'll take care of you just enough so you can stay here. And if you vote for the other guys, they're not going to take care of you like this. They're not going to provide you with the most basic things that you need.
Yeah, let me give you just enough to keep you where you're at and voting for me. And that's all that matters. They really, that is so heartless. And it is rampant. The people in power do that constantly to the poor.
If you wanted to reinvigorate the east side of the river, right where you look west and see the shadow of the arch, bring jobs, bring businesses, bring people, bring workers, bring entrepreneurs, and give them, in my opinion, the most beautiful view that exists of St. Louis, which is from the east bank of the Mississippi River, and give them an opportunity to cause that place to flourish, bring investment into that area, bring jobs into that area, bring security into that area, and invest. That's what would be good for these communities. The opportunity is sitting right there. And you know what? Folks that are on the west side of the Mississippi in St. Louis, in this, you know, they got it, Kara Spencer, they got a new mayor over here now. Maybe she'll do things different. I'm not holding my breath at all. But what would be great for downtown St. Louis? Competition on the east side. They'd have to do something. I wish so much that the state of Illinois would look outward for investment in an area like this, where we are in Southwest Illinois. I don't want to see Chicago clipped off and given away. I want Chicago to, yeah, pipe dream maybe, but people don't realize how close Illinois was in this last election to making a sea change. We're right there on the cusp. It's possible right now with the right people. Is Dick Durbin going to run for governor? I have no idea. Maybe he wants to be done forever. Is J.B. Pritzker going to run for Senate? I don't think he wants to be one of 100. I think he wants to be one of one. I think that's how he sees himself. It'll be interesting to see how Illinois takes this moment, this opportunity, and tries to do something with it. It'll be very interesting to watch. We'll be covering it for sure on the Andy Fry Show. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to make some sandwiches.
I will eat them.
There you go. Good idea.
And then we will come back on the air and we will talk through those sandwiches.
No. I'm going to go wash my hands, get a knife. I'll be right back. Don't go away. School's out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission. to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. A little bit of development in the Annie Goes to Washington saga. I have flights booked and a room booked, and I am going, leaving Sunday night, and I will be back Wednesday morning with the intention to do the show Wednesday. So I'm supposed to land at like 10:30. Wednesday when I get back.
Oh, here. Okay.
Yes. When I get back Wednesday, and I'm going to see if Trisha will come get me or something. But my intention is to be back Wednesday to do the show live with you guys. But Monday and Tuesday, Brad, you said you've been talking with them and we are good to go on Monday and Tuesday.
Good to go Monday and Tuesday.
Can you tell us a little bit about what they've said?
Yeah,
can
so
be happening. This
you,
is pretty exciting.
You are going to have a ton of access. So what they told me was, is they will definitely get you into the press briefing room and into a situation where you can ask a question.
The press briefing?
Yes. And not only that, they're going to try to get you into the new media chair. Now, they don't know
that's
for...
That's the Tim Pool chair from yesterday.
That's the Tim Pool
like,
chair.
So about all the media in here that sucks.
Oh, wear a beanie and dress up like Tim Pool.
Hi, I'm Kim Pool.
Oh, you'd go so viral for that. They also
and
said
I'd lose my job.
Pim Tool.
They also said that you would be able to travel around with the press pool. One of the things they mentioned is sometimes the press pool is the one that travels around the Oval Office.
So at the White House.
At the White House.
You just kind of herd around where they tell you to go, I guess.
And there's an outside chance that if the president decides that he's doing something and he wants to open it to the press, you would get pulled in with the rest of the press pool for that, so you could be in the Oval Office.
Now, what will be more exciting, to see Trump in action or Will Scharf in action?
Man, I don't want to disrespect...
I'm going to be like, I know him.
I don't want to disrespect Will, but you are talking about the President of the United States.
But it's Will Scharf. He's
he's cool.
One of the funniest meme cycles to come out of the Donald Trump presidency is the things that... I don't know how AI does it, but they get Will Scharf's voice... to narrate the most wild executive orders, and then they just leave Trump going, oh yeah, that's a good one. That's really an important one. And they're just like the most random weird things. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Also, he said that they said that you could go down. They called it Pebble Beach. It's the driveway with all the green tents where all the press people hang out.
Pebble Beach sounds a little inflammatory. Like, it's a little extra, I think. It's a parking lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen those green tents over there just from, like, the fences where you can go, like, okay, here's the White House. But Pebble Beach?
Have you ever been to Pebble Beach, the real Pebble Beach?
Maybe.
You think you have?
Have I?
And you don't remember?
It's a golf course, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it Florida?
No, it's in California.
No. Well, I don't know. I've been to California twice, but I don't know.
But anyway, down there, there are different people from the administration doing interviews and stuff like that, and you'd be able to possibly get interviews with them. You'll be rubbing elbows with the likes of Peter Ducey and Caitlin Collins.
I don't know if I'll be rubbing elbows with Peter Ducey.
Well, just try to rub elbows. Yeah.
Like, make it weird. Hey, Peter, I need your elbow.
Peter. They told me I had to do this.
I don't understand it, but they just said I should.
So it's basically access that the press gets. I thought it was really interesting. They talked about, like, how you would get in. You would have to go to the press entrance. You check in with the Secret Service, and then they're like, you're on the list. Come on in. Or maybe you need an escort. Somebody comes down and gets you and lets you in.
We're missing the big day here, though, because this is what blew me away. We found out, okay, you get the press pass, super cool, it's going to be great.
Yeah, the big...
You're going to be there on Tuesday.
Which is
the 100th day. They're doing this big thing for the 100 days. They invited you to be there in the press room that day. That's cool.
You're making me nervous.
What's great
about
it?
Better not mess up.
What's awesome about it is that week, going into the next week, came at their recommendation. They're like, hey,
you should be here.
You should be here for this week.
That's so cool.
So,
can I give you a list of questions that Gary Wood might ask?
Yes.
That you don't have to ask them, but you can. Because if you get nervous and you just get frozen, I want you to have a list.
The second you hear me go, what a scoop, you'll know I've panicked. I have lost control of my...
Can you at least wear one of those old-fashioned press fedoras?
Now, for those of you listening, we are going to carry these press conferences that Annie is in on the station.
We're going to do a whole week of Trump's 100th day coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. You are a huge part of that. I would say that you might be the reason we're doing that. But you're going to call into Mark's show in the morning, Mark's show in the afternoon. And then, of course, we're going to take as much advantage of that as we possibly can with the Manny Fry show taking over for
and
a couple
days. I don't know 100%. In my mind, I'm preparing to like get there super early and be there super late. And I mean, honestly, if I go there and I end up sitting at a cubicle the whole time, that's kind of what I'm mentally preparing for. And to just be happy to be sitting in the White House in a cubicle, I think that would be totally cool. But they continue to express that there's going to be I'm going to be able to be in the mix of the press pool the whole time. And I can't wait to observe how it goes. And then, you know, you go see that side of things. And then you come back here and like stuff will be happening. I'll be like, I know I understand this in a way that I didn't understand it before. I'm just so excited.
I can't wait for that. But then I can't stand the idea of for every day afterwards, you looking up on the TV and be like, oh, I was there.
<He's>
oh,
so
gosh,
jealous.
That's going to happen.
You know how I am.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's Carrie or something, you know, like when Carolyn Levitt comes out.
Oh, we go back.
Yeah.
She's a dear friend.
There's Pete Ducey.
Peter.
Funny guy.
So I really want, if y'all have thoughts, like what would you ask? In the phone call that we were on yesterday, they were like, oh yeah, she'll get to ask a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're like, we'll put her in the special seat. And I was like, I'm thinking to myself, easy guys. Like, but it's like, no, I want every opportunity. This is exactly how I felt going into the Super Hornet.
This is a bigger deal than that.
Is it?
Yes. This is that's an amazing experience. But this is
7.5 G's for 10 seconds. It's going to feel like 7.5 G's.
Reference
for like a
that
day.
In your question.
Yeah. As a pilot, as a Blue Angel. Katy Perry and I have this in common.
Oh, no.
Reference that. You have to.
Oh, man. Seriously, post on X at Andy Fry Show or get on the YouTube and comment. Will you guys, I'll participate this in the well. It's just harder when I'm hosting. If people send questions on the YouTube live chat that they'd like me to ask, will you guys set them aside?
Yes,
sure.
Oh, and by the way.
I mean that in a serious way, like, because my responsibility of going into the press room, the reason I get to do that is because of you as a listener and the platform that we have here. It's not because of me. It's because of you and the fact that you're here. So what you would want to, like, what question would you want the Trump administration to have to answer? That's why I get to go. It's to represent you. And so I would want to know very much so. What would you like to have asked?
Do you know what Monday is going to look like? Are you going to be in the room Monday, or what's going on that day?
She will have access. She will have access both Monday and Tuesday.
So you're going to be around it constantly. Like, you're not.
I think I have full access through Monday and through Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's incredible. I talked to our boss about this ahead of time because we're going to be, you know, man on the ship here while you're there. And Brad, you may have talked to Steve about this too, but he has given us full permission to, and you'll have to let us know when this is happening. When you're in there, we want to cut to it live mm-hmm. on the station, no matter what's happening. So it could be in the middle of anybody's show that we're just going to cut to you in the press room. And we figure that would be either during Killmeat or during your show here, but we don't know. And you don't know either, right? You don't know what time it'll be or anything yet.
The thing, this is a similar, again, to my experience of being invited to fly with the Blue Angels last year. The scariest part about all of it was what I didn't know. Because mm-hmm. you guys all in here understand that I'm a preparer. I'm somebody who will, I just prepare for all scenarios. And this is so beyond what I've had the ability to do. I don't know. So... You guys, I mean, certainly be sure to, you're going to want to follow the Annie Fry Show socials, wherever you are on social media, connect with the Annie Fry Show there, specifically the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the 97.1 Facebook page, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, certainly. But I'm going to try to document as much as I possibly can. I don't even know what I'm allowed to do. You know, I'm sure that there are some decorum that I will have to follow is like, we don't do videos in here. Oh, sorry. You know, I'll try to, you said you want me to wear a body cam.
Yeah, I do.
That's not happening.
Like for two straight days.
For two straight days. Okay.
Just walking around wherever, because we want full footage, because we never know what's going to happen.
I literally don't know what's going to happen.
Can you just do me one favor? Can you make the question, am I right?
No.
And then right before
no.
it, say anything you want.
No.
Like,
no.
Like 51st State, am I right? That's your question.
2:00 pep rally at Collinsville High School on Sunday, and I fly out. I'm going to leave the pep rally and go to the airport to go to D.C., be there until flying home early Wednesday morning to come do the show at noon. I might be in silly zone at noon on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday might be the day to tune in.
I advocate for police escorts to and from the airport.
Okay, sure.
I advocate for that as well.
If you know anybody that can facilitate that.
Yeah, that's a totally good use of taxpayer dollars.
Well,
Annie goes to the White House
been using it
and
for
sits in the background for 2 days and she gets a police escort to and from. That is the dumbest not happening thing.
And the cars have to play Hail to the Chief. But like a different version.
Put the little flags on the front.
I love that where the police escort would be coming from, right, the event that would ultimately save a bunch of taxpayer dollars.
Well, you know, if you look at it that way.
Does every press person get an entrance song?
I don't think so, but I will report back. This is the type of we should do one call-in interview, probably in the 2:00 hour when I'm gone, assuming that I am available. Because that's another thing. You guys are going to be hosting the show, and I'm going to be like, I'm free. Let me call.
We got to figure out how to get that feed constantly because if Fox News
we
isn't
have it,
on
we know.
It,
yeah,
oh, Brad, we have it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Fantastic.
You guys should write down all the questions that you. We'll do one interview. You guys can reach out to me and we'll do one interview that has nothing to do with like politics. It's just like things you want to know.
I want to know. I want to do just that.
Well, I'm giving you the opportunity to do it, but all in one segment. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. Maybe we could do a long
segment. Are you so excited to eat your sandwich that I made for you?
Not really.
Oh.
But I like jelly and I like bread and I like cheese and salami.
Info Dude asks, will Andy be in touch with Will Scharf between now and then? Already am, and I plan on getting in contact with him. We're probably going to have dinner or something like that because he is a huge part in making this possible. Mm-hmm. So I told him, I said, I want to see you while you're there if you can. And so we're gonna connect one way or the other. All right, let's take a quick break. Sandwiches on the break. We've got bunny bread, American cheese slices, hard salami, and grape jelly. Tune into the Annie Fry YouTube channel and let us know if you've had this before, if you would try it, and you can see on the break here if they enjoy these sandwiches that I think are delicious and remind me of my childhood. We'll be right back. Lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary.
How far? Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Check my neck. This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on X at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've had our salami, cheese, and jelly sandwiches. Ryan.
You're just like very intimately staring at it.
Intimate, come on. Why that word?
Ryan, that's not what that's for.
That is inappropriate. All of you should be ashamed of yourselves. I hate jokes that are sexual in nature.
Who said that?
Yeah. No,
what are you
kidding.
Talking about, Ryan? Oh, my gosh.
I think we all know
I
what you're implying.
That you need to button it up here.
There's a lot of it's other forms of intimacy.
I'm glad that Ethan talked over that joke that will never be cut now. Anyway.
Scale of 0 to 10, or give it out of 5 stars.
What out of 5 stars, 2.5.
Okay.
It's right down the middle.
Not repulsive.
I would never make one for myself. It's not awful. There's something strange about the cheese in there. Meat, bread, jelly, I think I could get behind that. There's a salty, sweet thing happening there. But the cheese just doesn't, there's something about that that doesn't work. So The other thing that is interesting to me that
it might not actually be cheese.
I was picturing, I was picturing this being more like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich where the peanut butter was replaced with meat and cheese. Because I put a lot of jelly.
Why? Because there's jelly? Is that how you approach every sandwich that has...
Well, I put a lot of jelly on my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, we
know. So there's a lot of ingredient in between the bread. So you did it more like the jelly was a, I don't know, a garnish or something like a...
Yeah, it's not the main part of the sandwich.
Yeah, it's not a condiment. That's the way to
put it. Accent piece. That's
what
it is.
She made a little flour out of it on the side.
A garnish is the wrong word, isn't it? So in that sense, I think it does work. And I can't decide whether it would be better with a lot more jelly, because I can see what you're going for here.
I presume that you would think everything would be better with more jelly.
You know what would be better is if you did more jelly.
And less meat and cheese with
less
peanut butter?
Less meat and cheese
with
peanut butter.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
You knew where I was going.
Ethan, you ate the whole thing.
Yeah, mostly because I was hungry.
That's it?
I'll give it also a 2.5.
Uh-huh.
My main thing is, to me, it tasted just like a sweet salami and cheese sandwich. I mean, it just
added... Was
that
okay, though?
It was okay, but probably wouldn't do it again. Honestly, the worst part of it all is that a little... piece of cheese dropped on my shirt, and normally I wouldn't have to worry about a little piece of cheese falling out of the
but
sandwich.
Had jelly on it?
Had jelly on the other side, and now this jacket that I've never worn before has jelly on it.
And that's the sandwich's fault?
Yeah.
2.5%, 2.5 out of 5.
Wasn't it 3-star
so
until
50%
the 3-star until the cheese fell out and knocked it down half?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. I'll give it that.
Okay, if, Brad? You just be quiet.
It fell on
his
shirt.
You said enough.
And I went, ew, and then he flicked it.
Very intimately.
Ew. You guys can go have your own moment with your own salami later. I don't want to be a part of it.
No.
I don't want to have a moment with the salami at work.
I think you just did. In their little ones.
Oh, man.
See? They're little.
What?
Salami.
That was derogatory.
I'm literally holding the little salami.
Now you're showing it to the camera for clicks.
Oh, my gosh.
Brad?
What is this, OnlyFans?
To follow that up and give it the 4-star that I was going to give it.
Oh, cheese is being thrown.
Have you seen the, you remember the cheese thing?
Oh, God.
Do you need another one? Brad, answer the question. You need to take charge.
4 stars.
Better,
oh, my gosh.
Better than expected?
Well, that's better than expected. Yeah, it was good.
Good score.
I don't know that I would... say that I would definitely go out of my way to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm lazy. I probably would have just stopped at salami and cheese, but I thought
it was
good.
The jelly is what makes it weird and interesting, right?
Yeah. I generally don't like the sweet savory thing going on, but this worked. I don't understand why it worked, but this worked.
It works because it's sweet and savory.
You know what I have had that is similar to this? Is if you've ever had a burger that has jam,
yes.
Like a jam burger or whatever they call them, where they do something similar to this, where it's not quite jelly, but there's a sauce that tastes like jelly jam.
That looks like a chicken.
And they put it on the burger. It's similar to that. So that's not bad.
Peanut butter cheese.
These things are huge.
Holy cow.
These things are like the size of a full baby's head.
Nobody's allergic to nuts, right?
Nobody that I know is allergic to nuts other than my son, but he doesn't count.
All right. Now, peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
Peanut butter chews are, you can take a bite while I'm talking, turn off your microphones. I'm not even wearing my headphones just in case. Peanut butter chews are cornflakes, sugar, corn syrup, and maybe butter. But I think it's like a peanut butter version with cornflakes of Rice Krispies. It's kind of the same idea, just different base ingredients.
That is divine.
Out of 5 stars?
4.8.
What's the matter with you? You can't be satisified.
It's good.
That's like 96%.
Do you want some more cheese?
Hey!
Oh, nice shot on the plate.
Nailed it.
I'm a professional cheese thrower.
I would say 4 out of 5. I like it a lot.
You like it a lot. You'd eat another one?
I would eat another one.
If I gave you another one, would you eat it?
Yeah. You know what would be great?
Is
just,
jelly?
Just taking it, grabbing it with your full hand, and just sticking your whole arm in a chocolate fountain. No, not jelly. I don't want that. I'll eat that jelly, I guess.
That can stay here.
Throwing it away.
I'm
going to put it in my office.
Great.
4 out of 5 stars?
4 out of 5. I like it.
You like this or Rice Krispie Treats better?
Ooh.
It's hard probably to judge when you've only had just one.
Rice Krispie Treat.
Me too.
What do you think, Brad?
4 out of 5 stars. but this is better than a Rice Krispie treat. There's a lot more flavor here than a Rice Krispie treat.
I got crap for giving a 4.8 out of 5, and these two hooligans give a 4 out of 5, and you don't give them any heat.
I don't have expectations for them.
What? Actually, you know what? Thank you.
I've officially peaked.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be the one to just be casually like, oh, 5 out of 5 stars. It's all good. And then
I basically was.
No, you weren't. You had to put your Ethan
nobody
spin on
wants,
it, which I respect.
Nobody wants me to say 5, because if I say 5 stars out of 5, then we got to do the whole thing where I'm going, woo-woo, we're taking the train to Flavortown, and I lose my mind.
And then you start going wiggity-wiggity-wiggity again.
Yeah, I get all
too much sugar.
Running a circle on the floor like Curly.
W-I-G-G-Y.
This show sounds weird with my headphones off.
Show sounds weird with your headphones on. Or if you're just in your car driving. Listen when we go to the White House. That's going to be great.
Gosh, they're going to pull my press credentials.
They should. They should play something back from this segment.
God have mercy.
To you in the room and be like, this
can
you?
Can you explain this? And I'll be like, no, I can't. Thank you for rescuing me.
You may know Annie from holding the salami.
Yeah, making lots of derogatory comments.
I wouldn't.
Flaunting your salami. You sure you belong here, ma'am?
I'm looking for a good salami thrower. Phrase. A marksman, even. With the salami.
Go ahead. It's your show.
It doesn't feel like it. It kind of doesn't
still
feel like
minutes.
It. Still 2 minutes.
I'm good? More than 2 minutes.
What do you
How do you
do?
Feel holding that peanut butter chew and not being able to eat it right now?
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's terrible.
Because you like it.
Yes.
5 stars?
4.8.
4.8.
It's a little bit sticky in my hand,
Give
though.
Give me the 0.2.
Yeah.
She tried to trick you into a 5.
She failed.
The YouTube live chat poll for today, stemming from the Martha McCallum, Randy Weingarten conversation, where Randy Weingarten couldn't get Martha to be quiet, and Martha was trying to get Randy Weingarten to answer a question that she wasn't answering. Randy Weingarten said, Martha, 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 sweetheart, sweetheart. And Martha cut her off and said, don't call me sweetheart. Was that the right move for Martha in that moment, Brad?
I think so. Whenever Randy Weingarten said it, I was like, ooh, no, no, no. But it didn't take very long. So, I think that that's right for... Because like I was saying earlier, it's infantilization.
Just pick
nice.
I don't know the
belittling.
Night. I don't know the
it's
word.
So
babyish.
Well,
yeah, it's such a baby thing.
It puts you in the position of a child and an adult talking to a child. And Martha is not that person. And I think she responded correctly because she was polite. She said, please don't call me sweetheart. But it was a firm, you know, please don't call me sweetheart.
Ethan, you want to hit us with the results?
249 votes on today's YouTube live
Golly.
Chat poll. Is it okay to call a non-family member sweetheart? It does not get any closer than this, folks. 49% say yes, and 51% say no.
Ooh.
Man.
That's a good poll.
51%. Yeah, we'll leave it up for another 2 minutes if you want to come throw that. It could get closer. It could be 50-50. I'm surprised that it is this close, though.
What was your answer?
No, you can't call. You can't call someone sweetheart. Do you think? Are you cool with it?
I voted yes. I think it's all in like the format.
The
it was very sarcastic and very passive aggressive in this case. I think that you can say it in a way that's friendly and kind and has good intentions behind it.
Wow. It's out there for you all to vote on and let us know how you think in the comments. Also, make sure you reach out to us. When we're live, we're going to be watching for comments and questions about when I go to the White House Monday and Tuesday next week. Please consider subscribing to the YouTube channel. I know I've said that a lot, but we're going to be putting up a lot of content there. I hope that I am overwhelmed with content for you guys. I don't know. Like, if I get there and I can't talk to all the people that I want to talk to, I don't know that I can make demands when I'm there. But I really want to bring you guys with me into the White House and this experience. And so make sure that you are connected with us. A huge, huge thank you to Stewart's American Mortgage and also Grasser Electric, who are helping sponsor my trip out there. I couldn't have done it without them, and I'm really grateful for that. So stay tuned. Connect to us on socials. And we'll be going to the White House next week. That 2 p.m. Sunday rally at Collinsville Football Stadium at the Collinsville High School. All schools are welcome. Positive, nonpartisan. We'll see you there. Mark.